Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 52 of the Libertarian and Republican podcast. Now, this might be historically the coldest podcast in podcasting history. It's really freezing out here. I'm hiding behind this tree, giant tree to block the wind. The other day it was like 60 degrees and now it's freezing again. It's below, well below freezing here. But I had to break out my Home Depot gloves for this one. That's how cold it is. Anyway, this is the episode about you. This episode is about you. It's about empowering you. It's about, I believe in you. You know, I trust you. I respect you. And I want you to respect yourself. I want you to trust yourself. I want you to believe, have faith in yourself, your own ability to make your own decisions. And that's, to me, that's the real difference between libertarians and Republicans and Democrats. Democrats don't believe in you. Democrats hate you. They think you're an idiot. They think you're stupid. They think you should shut up and do what the ruling class tells you. Do what your betters in government tell you. The people in government are smarter than you. You are too dumb to make your own choices. Whereas libertarians and Republicans believe in you. We respect you. We have faith in you. We trust you with responsibility. For example, I think that you should be free to carry a gun everywhere you go. Because I think I want you to be safe. I want you to be able to protect yourself. Democrats don't. Democrats don't want you to be able to carry a gun everywhere you go. They want you to have to call the government. No, if there's a problem, you call the government. And the old saying goes, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. You know, I'm not that I'm opposed to the police, but they can't save you. They'll come and they'll investigate your death, or they'll investigate who murdered you or who stole from you. But that's about all they do. So, you know, but the libertarian Republican philosophy is a very pro-human philosophy. It's a very it's a friendly philosophy. We believe in you. We believe in the people. We don't look around at our fellow humans and fear them, you know, mistrust them like the Democrats do. Look at COVID. It's a great example. It's a crystal clear example of the difference between libertarians and Republicans and Democrats. Democrats look at their fellow people, fellow Americans, As with mistrust, distrust, with fear. Oh, you've got to fear the people around you. You got to treat them like they all have COVID. Everybody's got COVID. Be terrified of everybody. And everybody needs to be controlled. Everybody needs to be told what to do. You know, and Republicans think that, hey, maybe you should just be free to make your own decisions and balance your own, make your own choices, balance your own response, make your own risk-reward calculations. If you want to go out and have a drink with friends, you know, make your own choices, make your own decisions about that. Democrats don't want you to have the power to make your own choices. They hate you. You know, the Democrat Party looks down on you. I mean, this is the big difference. And this should be the big message of the Republican Party, that these people hate you. They look down on you. They don't trust you. They fear you. They don't want you to have guns. They don't want you to have the ability to make your own decisions. If you're a business owner, they don't want you to be able to make your own choices about, make your own decisions about how to run your business. They'll tell you how to run the business. Government, the people in government, because they're smarter than you. They're better than you. You know, they are anti-human. They are anti-people. They're government worshipers, like I always say. They believe that a select group of people, an enlightened ruling class, should control everybody. Because you are too stupid to make your own choices. That's what the Democrat Party stands for. And they're really just awful people. And I think that this should be the message of the Republican Party, that that, you know, if you're a worker, you should be free to negotiate with your employer about pay and benefits and working conditions. You know, and millions and millions of people, billions of people making all these little decisions. This is what makes the economy, this is what makes our society work, and this is how we get to the best outcomes, the best solutions are when we all sort of make our own choices and own decisions, and those decisions become, it's like an ant colony, or you know, like a creature that can't be really told what, it shouldn't be told what to do, because like I've said, I mean, the Democrats are central planners. When you have a group of people putting us all, telling us all what to do, you run into the problem, what if their plan is wrong? What if their plan is not the best way to solve the problem? What if their plan is going to cause more damage, more harm than good? Well, if we're all doing it and all other solutions are outlawed, because you're too stupid to you know, you shouldn't be allowed to veer, to stray from the selected path, then you know, there's nothing to compare it to, right? So, you know, like for example, I think that you should be free to listen to Joe Rogan's podcast because I want you to have all the information you could possibly get. Because I think you should get all the information you can get, because I trust you. I believe in you. I respect you. I think you will be able to discern what information is good, what information is bogus, what information is useful, what information is harmful. But you should be able to make that decision. Democrats don't. Democrats want to control what kind of information you get, because no, if you get bad information, you might be led astray. You might be led down a path that they don't want you to go down. And if you are straying from the central plan and doing something different, you might prove that the central plan is wrong. Because maybe you end up having a better outcome than their plan. Well, that discredits them. That discredits their plan. And they don't want that. They don't want competition. It's like the old saying, government doesn't like competition. And that's why the media doesn't like competition either, because the media is the government. The media has become the mouthpiece of the government. They are merely the amplifiers of government, of the regime, of the government's point of view. And they don't want you to have a different opinion or hear a different opinion, because you might do something different. You might stray from the central plan. And if you stray from the central plan and you don't die, well, then you prove that the central plan is wrong or unnecessary. Or maybe it's doing more harm than good. And, you know, I mean, now with COVID, we know that the central plan, the lockdowns and the masks and the vaccine mandates and the passports, we know it's all completely pointless and stupid. You know, masks don't work. They've never worked. We know that now. Science tells us that the masks don't work. They never did. You know, all you have to do, and the vaccines don't stop the spread. Like I've said, the vaccines are great if you're sick, if you're old and in danger of dying from COVID, but they don't stop the spread. Like they told us, the central planners told us, this is the plan. We're all going to get COVID. We're all going to get vaccinated, and then that will stop COVID. Well, as vaccine rates went up, case rates also went up, which proves that vaccines don't stop COVID. The vaccines don't stop COVID. We know that now. So the central planners, but see, the central planners don't want you to hear that. They don't want you to hear the truth, because it proves that the central plan was wrong, was bad, was stupid, unnecessary. You know, a study just came out about a Johns Hopkins study about the lockdowns and how the lockdowns caused more deaths than saved. Lockdowns didn't save anybody's life. They didn't save lives. They just created all kinds of problems. Tons and tons and tons of problems. But the Democrats don't want you to hear about that stuff because it proves that the central plan is wrong. And it's because, it's just this entire philosophy of the Democrat Party is just anti-individual. They don't believe in you. They don't believe in you. They don't want you to have the choices. They want you to do what the central planners tell you. And so this, I think, this should be the message of the Republican Party, that we believe in you. We believe in freedom. You know, that's the entire idea of America, right? Liberty, limited government, not central planning. That was the plan, that was the design of the Soviet Union. So the Democrats are the party of the Soviet Union. And this is absolutely 100% true. The Democrat Party is the Soviet Party. They are the party of the Soviet Union style of government. They want a country just like the Soviet Union. Whereas the Republicans and libertarians believe in freedom. We believe in the original idea of America, that America should be free. Americans should be, for the most part, free. As long as you aren't violating anybody else's rights, as long as you aren't murdering anybody, assaulting anybody, stealing from somebody, destroying their property, defrauding somebody, enslaving somebody, then you should be free. That's the original idea of America. At least the slavery part got added later. was that the 13th Amendment? But I think it was the 13th Amendment. I don't know. But that's the idea of America: freedom, liberty, individual liberty, and limited government. But the Democrat Party is not the party of America. They're not the party of America. They're a very anti-American party. They are the party of the Soviet Union. They want if you are a doctor, the government will tell you how to be a doctor. The government will run everything. The government will tell you, what procedures you're allowed to have and what drugs you're allowed to use. And like I've said about the FDA, the FDA controls everything. There's a great show called Dope Sick. I don't know if you're watching Dope Sick on Hulu about the FDA, about how corruption in the FDA led to the creation of OxyContin, which led to a huge opioid crisis, which we're still in the middle of. We're still suffering from. This should be the message of the Republican Party: freedom. We believe in you. We trust you. We respect you. We want you to be the most powerful person in your life. Democrats are the party of government. Government control. The government should be the most powerful force in your life. The government, the people in government, will tell you how to live your life and how to run your life, how to run your business, how to run your health care. They'll tell you everything, what kind of car to drive, what kind of energy to use. They'll tell you everything. And you are nothing. You're nothing but a peasant to the Democrats. So that's my view on Democrats, and that's the episode about you. So, okay, so I like you. Democrats don't. Democrats don't like you. They hate you. They don't trust you. They fear you. And they think that you need to be controlled by people who are better than you. And that's not America. That's not the America that I love. That's not the America that I want. And is it the America you want? And if I know that there are a lot of people, maybe there's a Democrat listening to this, watching this podcast. Is that the America you want? Is that what you want? And if you are in law enforcement, is that the America? Is that what your job is as a law enforcement or in the military? Is that your job to enforce the diktats from on high, from our government rulers, from our betters in government? To make sure that the people do what they're told? Is that your job as the police? Is that your job as a member of the military? Or is your job to protect and defend the rights and liberties of the American people so that they can be free? So that's a big question, isn't it? So, all right, that's it. That's episode 52. So, you know, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings and share it with everybody you can. And check me out on social media and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully it'll warm up a little bit for the next one. And it's actually in the sun. It's not too bad, but it was chilly. It's still cold, but okay. Thanks again for watching, listening, whatever, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.